And now, here's our host, Akasha Shabakan.
Hello, planet Earth. Hey, it's good to be with you again. Here I am, Akasha Shabakan. Hey, we're back in the studio today. Man, we really intended to put out a couple more shows this week, but I don't know, I think maybe it was hooking up with the family over the weekend. We just spent so much time with them, enjoying their company. Didn't get a chance to really recover good, I guess, and just kind of hanging out. But we've got a show for you today. Almost forgot about it, but here we are. It's Friday again. So how'd I get on Fridays anyway? Used to be on Wednesdays. Well, what the heck. We're still live. We're still doing the show, and we're making it happen. But what do we want to talk about today? I guess that would be the question. Stand by. Hey, what we're talking about is, are people really waking up, or are we just imagining this, or in what ways are they waking up, and what ways do they need to be waking up? I guess that's the big question. So let me crunch it down here just a little bit and say there's two ways to be waking up. One way is to wake up in the spiritual. One way is to wake up in the physical. In the spiritual, you're going to be just waking up to all kinds of new ideas and concepts and accepting things that you never thought were possible before. And that's a good thing. If you wake up in the physical, here's probably what you're experiencing in the physical. Is as you awaken in the physical, you realize more and more that our economy is in such a turmoil. I mean, it's the world economy, not just the U.S., but the world economy is just in a terrible state. And what is happening as you wake up here is you realize that there are people in this world that are taking advantage of everybody. They call them the 1%. Now, I want to talk about waking up here in the physical for a little bit, because if you're not awake to this yet, man, we got serious problems. I mean, how could you not be awake to this point at this time? So, what the scoop is if you're waking up right now and you're starting to understand that our leaders and our businesses really don't give a damn about us, all they care about is padding their pockets, welcome to the club. Glad you're finally waking up. And don't you think that, I think that most of you agree that it's time for a change. It's time for a change all around the world, especially here in the U.S., where greed has just taken over. You know, I remember a day in the U.S. when we trusted big businesses. We trusted businesses to do the right thing. And when they would sell us a product, it would be a product that wasn't harmful to us and wasn't going to make us sick. If they knew it, they wouldn't put things in the product that would make us sick. And if they did, by accident, put something in the product that would make us ill, as soon as they found out that it made people ill, they would take it out. Man, that's not the case anymore. I mean, look at it. Let's think about Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi, and they're throwing this aspartame in here. Man, I'm telling you what, now this stuff has been proven to make people sick, to make animals sick, and I'm going to tell you something. Take a can of Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, go out into the woods, or into a wooded area, or just set it outside. If you don't have woods nearby, just set it outside on your porch and watch it for a little bit. Observe it. I'll bet you $100 to a donut that you won't see any, you remember, well, you won't see any little bees buzzing around your pop. Okay? Remember when we were young? I mean, if you took a Coke, and you can test this right now, you can take a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi-Cola or a 7-Up or any of those sweet drinks and pop the lid on that thing and set it on your porch and watch the little bees or hornets, whatever they are, come buzzing around that thing. I mean, they come hunting for it. Ants will go to it. Ants will swarm to it, and these little bees will be all over it. But you set a Diet Coke or a Diet Pepsi or any diet soft drink that contains this aspartame and set it out there, and I promise you, you sit there and watch it all day long, and nothing. Ants won't go to it. The bees won't go to it. The hornets won't go to it. Nothing wants anything to do with it. So what is that telling you? That is telling you that this product has something in it that these creatures don't want any part of. So if they don't want any part of it, we probably shouldn't be taking part in it ourselves. Okay, so let's move on from that. That's one thing, and they've been putting this stuff in our food and in our soft drinks for years. I'm not going to go into the details of how it got legalized to put in there, but you can check it out. It's all over the internet. Who was responsible for getting that approved by the FDA to go in food and soft drinks? You might be surprised, especially if you're a Republican, but really, Republican or Democrat, it really doesn't matter anymore because they're the same. They're both the same. You're going to get the same results regardless of which one is in office. But here you go. Let's go back to waking up. We go back to waking up in the real world, in the physical realm. And what we're talking about here is becoming conscious that there is a lot of nonsense going on that's dangerous to our economy. I mean, look at our economies. Look at the U.S., look at Spain, look at Portugal, look at Italy, look at all of Europe, and man, oh man, what happened to the Deutsche Bank? What happened to them? Just a couple weeks ago, their value dropped by like 20%. How do you do that? How does this happen? I mean, our world economy is kind of in peril right now. What can we do about it? Well, we can demand that we do things the right way. And part of that is recognizing that what's going on is we're being manipulated by money. The big corporations don't care. I mean, as long as they can make a buck, they're out to get us. And that's the way our governments have become. As long as they can be powerful and be in there manipulating people, that's what they want to do. I mean, why would somebody want to be the president of the United States for the pittance that he would get paid? I mean, you got an education here, you could go out and be a hot shot in most big corporations. But here you are, piddling around, making, what, $500,000, being the president of the United States. Why would you want to do that? Well, so you can be a big shot. So you can be a big shot, of course. I mean, look at Romney. You think he really gives a damn about anybody other than Romney? Nah. He's in it because he wants to be a big shot. He wants to be a big shot. So, okay, well, I'm digressing here, but let's move on. Now that we're becoming awake, that our reality is in peril and is in a position where our economy could collapse. It could collapse almost at any time. And can they really do anything to keep it from collapsing? And what if it collapses? What happens? Well, think about it. Think about it. If our economy collapses, and what if they shut down the power grid? What if we don't have electricity anymore? Do you know, here we've been sitting here in this real hot summer. What would it be like if we didn't have air conditioning? What would it be like if we didn't have fans? What would it be like if we didn't have electricity to run our computers, to watch our TVs, and listen to our radios, and play? I mean, how could anybody broadcast? I mean, there would be no internet because there would be no electricity. There would be no radios because there would be no electricity. So there would be no lights in your house. You would have no power in your house. Man, if you got an electric range or something, you can't even cook in your house. Now, you better have a camp stove and be ready to go out and live outside for a while, because it's going to get nasty living in the house when it's this hot. And God forbid that you live out in the Southwest someplace in the desert, because no electricity. Oh my God, what would that be like? Okay, so, all right, we lose the power grid. Then what happens? The stores are closed now because they have no power. People can't get food. So what happens now? They start busting into the grocery stores. They start busting into all kinds of stores. And who are the people that are going to be there first? It's going to be the people that have the least. They're going to be coming first, because they're going to be running out first. So now that we've got this determined, that there's a possibility that we could wake up some morning and there'd be no power. There'll be no power for us, which means, man, if you've only got a quarter of a tank of gas, you're in deep caca. Because why? Because you can't go and pump gas now. Oh boy, what are we going to do then? What about the phones? The phones are going to go down. You're not going to be able to communicate with anybody. What are we going to do? Let's be real. What are we going to do? I'm just talking about this. I want you to think about, what are you going to do to survive? Where are you going to get your food? Man, I mean, I hope you're not in a big city, because people are just going to be going wild in the city, fighting over food, fighting over water. One thing I would suggest right now is start saving water. Get you a plenty of water stored away. I mean, you probably need, let's say, if you wanted to have a 90-day supply of water just for yourself, you're talking about a minimum of a gallon of water a day, and that's just for drinking. That's just for drinking. So, a gallon of water for 90 days, that's 90 gallons for you. And how many people are in your family? Oh, you got a family of four? You better have 360 gallons then, huh? And that's just for drinking. Okay? That's potable water. How much food do you need? You better have at least 90 days worth of food stashed back. Hey, you gotta have stuff that's not perishable. There's plenty of it on the market. If you want information about where to get this stuff, contact me. I'll share with you where to get it. And you can get food. I'm not saying that it's going to be the best tasting stuff that you've ever ate, but it'll get you by. It'll get you by, hopefully within 90 days, things will start to return to normal, and we can fire back up the power grid again and have a little bit of power at least. And God, let's hope that it doesn't... I mean, I live in Indiana. Let's hope that it doesn't go down and stay down and take me into the winter time. Because, man, if it takes me into the winter, what am I going to do then? I got to go out somehow and get wood. Burn wood in my fireplace. Because somehow I've got to keep warm. It's not going to be pretty, ladies and gentlemen, if that's what happens. And, man, if the dollar collapses and the economy around the world begins to collapse, what? What's going to happen? I mean, oh, man, I don't want to think about it, but I have to. Look at your dollar. That's what you're talking about. If it collapses, what do we do? You better be loading up on some gold and silver, too. I mean, don't sit back and laugh at me because I'm talking about gold and silver. Because you're going to need something that you can trade, something that's going to always have value that you can trade for food and water. Also, maybe you better go out and make sure that you have a good water filtration system so that you can go find you a flowing well or a clean little creek someplace where you can get your water, but you still want to make sure that it's going to be purified to the best of your ability so that you can have some fresh water to drink. Maybe. I mean, if you can get a hold of a flowing well someplace, at least you can wash in it. And at least if you have a filtration system, you can filter it to where it's fairly clean and drinkable. Okay, so there you go. Well, I don't want to dwell on this because dwelling on it, if I get everybody in the country dwelling on it, we're probably going to create it. So let's create something better. Let's create change right now. Let's all come together and decide that we're going to create change because, man, the road they're taking us down sucks. It really sucks right now. So let's paint a picture in our heads and take our collective consciousness to another level, and that is a level of peace and love and working together and cooperation. And let's start a rebellion, and let's rebel against what's going on and say, we demand that you people change what's going on. You have to do it because, look, there are 350 million of us, and there's only like a few thousand of you all. So what are you going to do when we all come marching at your door? Guess what? Your little army that you have, well, they're our family. They're our family. So who are they going to side with? You know, maybe in the first couple of weeks, they might side with you guys. But as things get tougher, they're going to side with their family and their loved ones. So that's what we're doing, man. We want to suck it up, and we want to make it good for everybody. And let's change. Let's make change. We are bright enough. We have technology right now that we can change. We can change the way things are in a heartbeat. We can create new grids. We can create new energy systems that are free. I don't care what anybody says. There are free energy systems that have been created, and they have been held down. We can overcome. We can, because, like I said, there's 350 million of us compared to just a handful of our leaders who don't want to follow our wishes. So let's make it clear to them that we want change. We want real change, and not the kind of change that this president has talked about, but has not provided and has not given any concrete evidence that there is any change in the foreseeable future. So we want change. Let's change it. We can change it because we have the consciousness. We can change. All right, I'm done rambling right now. I'm just ranting and ranting, and I'm tired of ranting. I've been on a rant here for the past 3 or 4 shows. I'm tired of ranting, so let's do something different right now, okay? Thank you. Hey, this is Akasha Shabakam. Remember what I always say, the path to the temple is the temple. And, yeah, the truth is out there. The truth is out there. Go look for it. You'll find it. And most importantly, question everything. I don't care who it is. Question them. Question them. Find the truth.
Please join me now in a brief meditation.